Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Final hour here on After Dark, and we've got some passionate listeners here.
I'll tell you what, God bless the texters, all of y'all.
Passionate people, and passion is what drives sports, it's what drives news.
When are you going to get your haircut?
Is it bad?
No, I'm just curious. When are you going to get your haircut? Or what do you got? Like, I know you haven't, because you haven't got it. By the way, you were supposed to braid it like 2 weeks ago. Know, what are we doing?
I know.
You're BSing. What are you doing?
I know. I'll get it braided. It's because Shorty loves the curls. And the curls, when I like wash it and take care of it, it looks nice. And I've been doing that in the morning, so they've been curling.
So you're not gonna braid anytime
soon. Well, I'm just not as pushed over to do it.
Yeah, it's not as urgent for
you. It's not as urgent.
Okay.
But with the weather getting warmer and his hair being a lot,
I can only imagine
it being pulled back.
How often do you shampoo your hair?
Shampoo?
Yeah.
Not often. Conditioner probably once every 3 days.
Okay.
Shampoo like twice a week. Right. You're not supposed to shampoo it every day. It dries out.
No.
Twice a week, Sunday and Thursday, okay. Monday and Friday.
Fair.
Little 4 day gap, usually. Right. 3 day gap.
Right. What about you, Solace? What's your hair care routine?
I mean, it's pretty simple.
Head and shoulders kind of guy?
Head and shoulders kind of guy. Yeah.
Pantene.
Head and shoulders.
Don't sleep
guy.
On Pantene Pro V now. Tell you what, my hair was magical.
Fred's a 5-in-1 guy.
Oh, I'm actually, you know what I am? Tell you what I am. I am a herbal essence because my daughter, true story, had bought one of those ones with the pump.
With the pump or Elite.
Okay.
I don't need to be grabbing the bottle and squeezing it. Just give me a pump.
She had to stay with
Please
me.
Please don't mark that.
She had to stay with me for a month or something like that before she moved out. Before she moved, so she had left her shampoo in the bathroom. I took it. I've had this pump of Herbal Essence shampoo for probably 2 years. So,
should we do top five
shampoos?
Maybe not shampoos, but just
I only know
products in the bathroom. Just anything that you could have in the products in the shower, or I guess bathroom.
I mean,
bathroom.
Bro, I've got a bar of soap and.
What,
Herbal Essence.
Okay, so you got something. For, you got something for your hair.
Yeah, Herbal Essence and a bar of soap.
You got a washcloth that counts.
Nope.
Literally just a bar of soap.
That's exactly what I just said.
Okay, you've got toothbrush. You got a toothbrush.
That's in my bathroom.
Just bathroom stuff. You've got shaving equipment of some sort.
I do.
Probably got some tweezers and nail clippers somewhere. You got stuff in the bathroom. We should do top five.
Some of that stuff I keep in a little side area in my bedroom. So
yeah, but I feel like if we do a top five. Like if you don't put toothbrush at like one, then it's like
that's something's wrong.
But then you're gonna have to bump something off one. soap, toothbrush, and deodorant can't all be one.
I mean, because, you know, for me, and I mean, are we talking about the five most important things in our bathroom?
No, it's just your top five, however you want to do it. Important things.
Because
I got it,
because if, because my problem, I mean, cologne is top five.
See,
for
that's
me.
Another one.
Cologne, but it's, I don't have it in my bathroom. I got it, I mean, because I've got probably 25 bottles of cologne. So
I've got like 25 bottles.
But let me make it clear, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make it clear. And anybody that, again, I'm old. Second, I've got cologne that's probably, I've probably had for 10 years. Hmm. You know, well, I shouldn't say that long, but probably 3 or 4, give or take.
Went from 10 years to
30. Well, 10, I thought, that's the 10, I, well, I thought 7 year 10
difference,
at first,
same kind of difference.
But then 10 sounds crazy because I use cologne. I mean, hell, I used cologne quite, I mean, every day, so.
Yeah. You're a cologne every day kind of guy, no matter where you're going?
Every day.
Cologne to the gym?
100%.
See, I don't wear cologne to the gym, just deodorant.
Couple pumps, no. Good to go.
Now, if I'm going to the store, going somewhere with my girl, going to dinner, of course, but like, I don't wear cologne when I come up here. Sometimes I do. If I'm doing other
stuff
before or after.
Bro, the only two times I've ever smelled you where, like, you smelled like cologne was the two times you came from a cologne place.
Yeah, I don't put on cologne before.
You and Shorty went somewhere, and I could literally smell you from the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, you had sprayed on, like, 30 different types of cologne that day, because I was like, my God, what are we doing here? And then another day, I think you and her went to Ulta or something like that. So...
I'm not a cologne to hang out with my guy friends. Situation.
From the 907, one pump Fred.
See,
that's all I need.
And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong in this. I'm just not putting on cologne in male-dominated areas, like the gym or seeing you guys.
Don't care. I always want to smell good.
I'm not mad at you for that. Yeah. I'm just saying my excuse, if you will, for want to save the pumps.
Look, I get it. I get it. It's all about saving the pumps.
Only so many pumps in there.
There's only so many pumps. There's only so many pumps, then you run out.
Then you got to buy a new bottle.
Then you got at least a new bottle. You know, no one's ever going to confuse me for being a mama's boy. All right. In fact, me and my mom haven't even spoken in 2025 yet. But I will say one thing about Marla. Always smells good. Always smell good. So that said, you boys got to always have the smell goods going on. So I will always appreciate
you. You said it earlier. Dallas Mavericks all-star Kyrie Irving underwent successful surgery to repair his torn left ACL on Wednesday at the hospital for special surgery in New York City. The surgery is performed by HSS Chief of Sports Medicine, Dr. Riley J. Williams.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving, it doesn't have a timetable, but I would assume Christmas. That'd be my guess.
Oh, as far as when he comes back?
Yeah.
Hey, man. I tell you what, did you guys see the video yesterday or today that of Trayvon Diggs working out?
No, I didn't.
I'm telling you. Again, it's obviously him standing on one of those bouncy balls or whatever and getting his, his balance or whatever while he builds up the strength in his knee is a whole different deal versus, you know, what he's going to be like when he can start running around and what have you. But I'm telling you, maybe he might be ready come week one. Who knows? Whether or not obviously a lot of it's going to depend upon what kind of shape or how that knee looks come training camp, but it is an encouraging sign for a surgery that we heard was going to be, you know, might take him out to the middle of next season. It looks encouraging as far as him working out and him training and what have you. So, let's see. 469, judging wearing cologne at the gym. From the 940, you need to put it on to hang out with your boyfriends. Okay, I mean, that's your prerogative. 817, cologne every day. I mean, that's just the reality, man. Again, look good, smell good, feel good. That's why I look at it.
Let's go to Adam Schefter on NFL ESPN this morning talking about Russell Wilson expecting to be the starter in New York. Obviously, they have Jameis there as well. But he also went on to add this. We've had this debate left and right about what they're going to do in the draft. Well, here's Adam Schefter's take on what the Giants may or may not do in this year's upcoming draft.
How did this all come together, and what does it mean for the Giants draft at number 3 now?
Well, Laura, the Giants and Russell Wilson have been talking for days, and I think the longer the Aaron Rodgers drama dragged on, the more the Giants decided that they didn't want to be a part of that. And they focused their energies on Russell Wilson to the point where over the weekend, the two sides got closer and closer to a deal shortly after the Giants had reached agreement with Jameis Winston. Now, Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson have a good relationship, and I think that was part of this, getting two quarterbacks that know each other, that like each other, that are willing to work together into New York. And Russell Wilson was talking with the Giants, and he was talking with the Browns, and also there was contact with the Steelers as well. But ultimately, the Giants were the team that he wanted to play for. He wanted to go back to MetLife Stadium, where he won Super Bowl 48 as the starting quarterback for the Seahawks, and they make the deal happen yesterday when they work out the numbers and come up with a deal that could be worth over $20 million, including $10.5 million guaranteed. Now, how does this impact the Giants' quarterback room going forward with the draft? It really doesn't. Mm. They have Jameis Winston. They have Russell Wilson. And if the right quarterback is there at number three, or they can trade up, they would not hesitate and secure the long-term future of this franchise. But it would have to be the right quarterback. And I don't know whether that's Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, or whether they would even take Shedeur Sanders at three. But if one of those quarterbacks, clearly they like Cam Ward, if he were available and they could get him, I don't think they'd hesitate at all in taking him and securing the long-term future of this team.
Well, that's Adam Schefter on what he thinks the NFC East New York Giants are going to do. And even though they've signed Russell Wilson and Jameis, mm-hmm. does not disclude them from drafting a quarterback at number three or even earlier.
Yeah, no, I firmly believe they're going to draft a quarterback. I mean, for as many quarterback issues as they've had, and again, Jameis and Russell aren't the long-term answer. So if you can have those two locked up, As whether it's trade bait later, whether it's just bodies on the roster, maybe they end up starting the year, who knows? But if you can get a Shedeur, because I think, like I said, I think Cam's going number one.
Well, when you look at the other quarterbacks, the last domino waiting to fall is Aaron Rodgers. And on the ticker right now on NFL.com, Aaron Rodgers meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers was reportedly, in quotes, very positive, and both sides will stay in touch. So will Aaron Rodgers go to the Steelers, or will he go to this place? The Vikings, who come out today, and their GM says they want J.J. McCarthy as a quarterback one and are trending that way, but they will not rule out further talks with Aaron Rodgers.
What do you? What's your thought on that? I'm curious to get your thought because I've got mine.
I think J.J. McCarthy, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm a J.J. McCarthy. I was a J.J. McCarthy disbeliever.
Yeah.
Then I saw him kind of his process with the Vikings and started getting more on the train and said, maybe guys are overhating him. I think he's going to be great. Similar to the Bo Nix. Not really like, why did this guy get taken in the first round? Yeah. He didn't do anything in college. He just threw to guys and they took off. And I think JJ could have a similar season like that. And so I'm on the train. But with all this looking for quarterback situation, I have to believe that JJ is either mentally not ready or physically not ready. So I don't think bringing in Aaron Rodgers is a bad chance or a bad shout. It's going to be a short contract. It's not like they're giving him a four-year deal. 1 year, probably.
Problem here. No,
I'm heavily guaranteed. That's Aaron Rodgers is going to want that. And you bench him mid-season for J.J. if he's doing bad and J.J.'s looking good in practice. Or the good option happens and Aaron Rodgers carries you to a conference championship.
I think he would get something similar to what a Russell Wilson got. Right?
I think he'll get more than Russ. What did Russ get? 10 guaranteed with escalators to 21?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe 2025, you know, but I mean, I think that's the thing, right? I'm not giving him more than $25-30 million, right? If you're Aaron Rodgers. Okay. That said, I agree with you, but I think there's something, and we don't know yet. There's something going on in Minnesota where they're almost sure. But there's still something to your point that they're
not just like, we got JJ, we don't need a quarterback, we're good. They're like,
well, they want a veteran quarterback.
They're flirting with it.
Well, here's the thing. They want a veteran quarterback who, and I think that's why Daniel Jones decided to bounce, right? Because he's like, all right, I want a starting job. All right, I want to go somewhere where I can compete for a starting job, and it doesn't look like.
And where did he end up going?
In Indianapolis. Okay.
And he has a chance.
Well, of course he does, right? Whereas if you're, shout out to Sam Darnold as he gets his head ripped off. Whereas if you're Aaron Rodgers, like, Aaron Rodgers didn't come in to back somebody up, okay? Like, Aaron Rodgers, like, look, dude, I'm 41 years old. Like, I'm not, at this stage of my career, now, you bench me middle of the season because I suck? That's a different conversation, right? No, we don't have any issue with that. Aaron Rodgers is not going to a football team in 2025 to be the backup or to compete for a starting job. Like, that's crazy talk. Think about that. Like, let's say that out loud. Aaron Rodgers is competing for a starting job. When we're talking about a guy that some think is the most physically, quote unquote, gifted quarterback we've seen in the last 25 years. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that, but And I think that's why he hasn't signed with the Steelers yet. And I think that's why I honestly, he would prefer to go to Minnesota. Wouldn't you? Arthur Smith and that antiquated 1990 offense, or Kevin O'Connell
with Justin Jefferson.
With Justin Jefferson, Aaron Jones, great offensive line. Addison is your number two. Hockenson is your tight end. And oh, by the way, who does he do his most damage with? Tight ends. I mean, that if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're frothing at the mouth to go run for that with that offense. You ain't.
He's probably using the Steelers for leverage. And then, well, if the Vikings don't want him, be like, I'm still going to play football and play with the Steelers. But he's probably using them more for leverage. I think it's definitely a second option.
I think he wants to play with the Vikings, but the Vikings won't commit to him. Yeah. I think he wants the Vikings, but the Vikings don't want him.
I think the Vikings will be like, hey, it's open for competition. Yeah. And I think he wants to like, no, if you sign me, I'm the guy.
I'm the guy, exactly. I'll mentor JJ. I'll do all that, but I'm playing.
Yeah.
I'm not mentoring him from the sideline.
No.
He can watch me play, and if that doesn't work out for y'all, then I guess I'm stuck. Right. Which, you know, the thing is, and I think that's what it goes down to, is that what about Arthur Smith's offense? Are you sitting there saying to yourself, and I don't care if you're Aaron Rodgers or whoever you are, what's the only time that offense has ever been worth a damn is when you had who? Derrick Henry at running back.
Well, let's go to another legendary athlete. We talked about him at Wits for two different segments. LeBron James, you know, obviously he loves podcasting.
Clearly.
But he doesn't have J.J. Redick anymore. J.J.'s a little busy.
He's busy coaching him.
He's busy coaching. So LeBron James debuted a trailer of Mind the Game Part 2. Coming back to YouTube. He's going back to his podcasting days. But
got to
have a new host. NBA star.
You didn't get that call?
Did not get that call.
That's a shame.
Let's hear. I don't know if he says it in the video, but hopefully he doesn't say he's on it. And I want to see how fast you can parse out who his new co-host is. Play the audio for us.
I've heard many people say you can't make a blockbuster trade mid-season and contend.
Oh, Steve Nash.
I'd like to know you.
There you go.
They're wrong. Yo, we back at it, man. Mind the Game here with Steve Nash, two-time MVP.
Last year, you were doing this.
He loves white point guards, doesn't he?
He does.
loves white point guards.
Now is your head coach.
I've always loved the
players. What is Steve Nash doing these days?
Breathe so podcasting much with confidence LeBron into his team that make them believe.
Well, he got fired from Brooklyn and just kind of.
In this episode, LeBron references angle pop.
Angle pop action. Where the big comes up, set it. He pops. We got a guy coming out of the slot. Whoever we want on the backside, it could be
anyone.
Real quick, if he gets a head coaching job, because whatever, we didn't talk about this beforehand, guys.
Yeah, right.
But
I want to hear the lead to trade conversation. I'm here for that.
All right.
You asked, what is Steve Nash doing now? He said, I'm coaching my kids, teaching them life. I've earned the opportunity to choose, and that's rewarding. There are always projects, affiliates, and partnerships. I always have something going on. I'm focused on my family. Nash is in Slovenia for Goran Dragic's farewell game, and that was 2024. Either way, he's just probably coaching his kids.
He's just doing whatever he wants to do. He's got millions in the bank. He can do whatever he wants. All right, top five male hygiene items that are in our bedroom/bathroom. We'll discuss those. Top five coming up next. This is The Fan After Dark. From the 972, Aaron needs to complete the cycle and go play for Minnesota like Favre, then go rob the state of Mississippi.
I agree in the sense of who did Favre play in his NFC title game with Minnesota?
Ooh, I like where your head's at right there.
Yeah, Shador's and Nicarius.
That was during Bounty Gate too that year.
You know,
it was a hell of a year.
You know, that's technically not against the rules. It's more of an ethical thing.
Look, I thought, Greg Williams, you want to talk about diabolical?
Wicked.
I mean, let's call it what it is, man.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was a incredible year. I mean, I think that game put Favre out of the league.
Even though he came back for another year, but now he was...
He was done. They beat the you-know-what out of Brett Favre.
I'll never forget that day. The Vikings were in field goal range well before the game was over. And yeah. Favre rolled out, could have ran for like 5 yards, and then threw it back in true Brett Favre fashion, threw it across his body, and Porter picked it off. And I was like, you know, that's why I like Brett Favre.
Yes, he's a gunslinger.
You live and die by it.
You live and die, man.
You talked about Steve Nash. I got some Steve Nash.
Did you go on a Steve Nash deep dive during the break?
Not a super deep dive. How many games do you think Steve Nash played in his career?
Playoffs included?
Yes. NBA games just played.
Let's go with 1,300.
Very close. Alex 2.0, you want to guess?
What did you guess, Fred?
1,300.
299.
Like
the under.
Oh, wow. 299 games?
Did he break his leg after his fourth season?
1,299. That's what I meant.
Alex 2.0, when it is 1,217 games played.
Price is right, baby.
Damn. Wait, what did he say?
He said 1,299. You said 1,300.
I went one below.
Well,
you.
We both went wrong. We were both would have been wrong, though, because we were both over.
But I was closer.
Which means he played over 38,000 minutes.
Wow.
Had 2,502 shots within 3 feet of the basket.
That's insane for a guy that's like 6'2".
2,500 shots within 3 feet of the basket. How many of those were dunks?
Two.
Alec?
I was looking up.
Were you cheating just now?
No, I was looking at my list for the top five. I'm sorry.
You have to look up what's in your bathroom. You don't already know.
No.
Let's see. Dude wipes 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
I was looking up the right thing. But yeah, okay.
Okay, so how many of those 2,500 shots within 3 feet were dunks?
What did you say?
You know, no, you didn't listen to me the first time.
I think
you
literally just repeated
it. I'm tired of you guys and your, you know, you guys get on me for my crappy attention span. No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. It wasn't very many, though.
Six.
Yeah, he did have 12. He had total.
I said three.
Total, I said six.
Total field goal attempts. He had 1,200 career just attempts.
Yeah.
And then I said that 2,500 were at 3 feet of the basket. You said six dunks?
So wait a minute. Hold on a second. How can you have 1,200 career attempts and 2,500 were by the rim?
12,000. 12,000. Excuse me.
You're doing that North Texas math, aren't you?
12,000.
Go Mean Green.
12,000 attempts.
By the way, they are still alive in the NIT.
Yep, going to
the
semifinals.
Already lost their coach.
By the way, did you guys
hear? We lose our coach. Okay, let's finish this and then we can move on. How many dunks did he have? You see how quickly we were about to trail off?
I was so ready to move on. I said 3. He said 6.
You're both wrong.
9.
10.
Guys, this is 9. Basic ball. 0. Steve Nash finished his career with 0 dunks.
Steve Nash never dunked in an NBA game, not even a breakaway.
He had one attempt in 2007
and he missed it. He got sprited at the rim.
He never dunked in his NBA career. Not one time.
Hey, he's got 2 MVPs. He's got more MVPs than dunks in the NBA. Think about that for a second, boys.
Can I give a shout-out on the text line real quick?
Please do.
Shout-out to the 817. Give them against the Stars update. Stars up 2-0 against the Oilers.
Shout-out.
Against the Wild behind you in the division. Make sure you get that one. They need to get back on track. Is Mikko Rantanen one of those goals? Let's see. 3-2-1. The Dallas Stars. Wyatt Johnston, of course, scored a goal.
What about my boy Maverick?
Maverick Bork not on the stat line right now. Robo. He gave you a goal as well. And then,
go Robo.
4 assists on the night. Rope Hintz, Thomas Harley, Jamie Benn, and Mikko Rantanen.
But no goals for Mikko?
No, just an assist.
Shout out to my boy Billy Brown, who gave me a in-depth hockey lesson today and gave me kind of the rundown of just how good Mikko is.
And they are actually not playing the Minnesota Wild. They're playing
the Oilers.
I thought you said Wild. That's my bad. Oilers, which is one unique because the Oilers are still one of the best teams
in hockey
right now. Edmonton.
There you go. Who says Blake doesn't know geography?
I'm on. And Edmonton's like a neighbor of Texas, so. Let's go on to the top 5. Edmonton's in Canada. I know.
I wanted you to think I was being for real.
I didn't want to say anything because
how many hockey teams are in Canada?
I feel like you were picking up on the joke.
How many hockey teams are in 4. Canada?
4 is my guess.
Alec,
what did you say? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was about to say, is this guy throwing
this guy,
his
this guy's about to get punched right now in the throat, square in the Adam's apple.
5.
I don't know. I just think it's 2.
What a host. No, what a game show host.
You got Vancouver, Edmonton, Toronto, and Winnipeg. Is that right?
We're going to see. 7.
What? Yeah, 7.
Who else?
That is Wikipedia is not great.
Are you serious?
3 of the 7 Canadian teams are top 4. Okay, so you got the...
Who else? Who else besides Winnipeg, Edmonton? Winnipeg, Edmonton,
I can't.
Toronto and Vancouver. Those are my 4.
I need someone else to look this up, so because I can't.
I got you. Hold on.
Right, I'm getting so many different links
from the 806. Extra credit. What province is Edmonton in? Alberta.
Okay, you ready?
Are you right?
I don't know. Oh, Ottawa. Isn't Ottawa a hockey team too?
Ottawa's
That's
1.
5.
Yeah, the Senators.
That's 5.
Vancouver.
Boom.
How many number? What's our number?
So 7. There's Vancouver.
Right. Okay, so Vancouver, Edmonton.
Calgary.
Ooh. Calgary. We forgot that. That's 6. Give me another one.
Edmonton, Winnipeg, Ottawa, Toronto, and Montreal.
I forgot Montreal.
Come on.
Do you forget Montreal?
I only got 5. Said Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Montreal, and who else? Who are the other 2?
You should have Vancouver.
I got them.
Calgary.
Got them. Toronto.
Toronto.
Maple Edmonton. Leafs.
I got them.
Winnipeg.
Got them.
Ottawa.
I didn't get it.
There you go.
There you go.
There's your 7 right there.
Wow.
Yeah. But, and again, shout out to my boy Billy. Haven't won a Canadian team has not won in over 30 years.
Montreal, Toronto, and... Yeah, I guess Edmonton, they've been good the last couple
years. We'll get into this probably more tomorrow about the NBA finalizing a vote to start a league over in Europe. And I'm telling you right now, I am uber excited about it, but we'll talk about that more tomorrow.
I'm going to save my comments for the break because continue.
Oh, no. Phoenix is getting murdered.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Bottom screen. But we'll get to it.
What about your boy Amika?
Emeka. But okay. No, it has nothing to do about Emeka. It's okay. I'll tell you on the break.
Don't distract me.
I can tell you.
What is it, Blake?
Staring at the TV.
Don't distract me. I'm easily distracted.
Put a pin in it. Put a pin right there.
Okay.
I want you to take a screenshot of what's on our screen.
I can't.
And then put a pin in it.
Number 5, toilet
paper.
What
is this list? Somebody might have just tuned in.
Top 5 men's items in our bathroom/bedroom/closet.
Is it bad the toilet paper didn't make my list?
I mean, we got a bidet at the crib. I mean, I'm not judging if you do.
Let's go ahead and throw a toilet.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dude wipes.
Number five for me is TP. TP.
Okay.
Got to have the TP.
Number five for me was nail clippers.
Okay.
Nail clippers.
Solid choice.
Need those.
Got to have those. Got to have those.
Number five for me, y'all mocked it earlier, but it is dude wipes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mocking. I mean, it's
dude wipes go hard, man.
They do. Well, do they, though?
Well, I mean, actually, they don't.
You don't want them to.
They're going
to
be soft.
I mean, they're going hard. They're going to be a problem.
In the sense of the concept, they go hard.
They do. They do. They do.
Number four for me, I kept it simple. A bar of soap with a loofah.
Nope. Nope. So we can't do that. Got to pick one.
You can't combine them?
Oh, wow. I'd say the only combine would be toothpaste because that makes no sense. But loofah, that's an accessory.
Okay, that's
plus,
fair.
Plus, I would think loofah is with, you know, body soap, not a bar of soap.
I'm a caveman, and I just use bar soap.
I'm
not hating on that.
Bar soap goes with rag. Loofah goes with liquid.
So can I say rag then?
You can.
Or no.
Well, now, if you go loofah, you wash your body with Luca.
this train just got me feeling right. Some type of way.
Number four, bar soap.
Bar soap.
Bar soap.
Are you an Irish Spring guy?
Actually, I'm more of a Dove kind of guy.
I'm a Dove guy.
Dove Men's?
Dove Men's plus care.
Charcoal? Yep. Yeah, I mean, come on. Yep. Seriously. Why do you need a wash? Can we settle a debate, though?
Yeah.
What? Because somebody was like, oh, grow up and get a washcloth. For what? What? Why do I need a washcloth or a loofah if I have a bar of soap?
Is it?
It's a good question.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I just want to know.
I don't use it personally.
If the soap is washing my body, what am I doing wrong? Is my body not getting clean?
No, it is.
So why do I need a washcloth? I've never understood the point. I'm not a dish, okay? I'm not a bowl, all right?
He's a bowl.
I'm not a bowl. I'm a human being, people.
That's valid. I get it.
I get it. Okay. So there you go. Okay. Great call by you. Number four.
I'm looking up washcloths.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, give us your number four. Give us your number four.
I'm looking up washcloths.
Guys, I can't do this. I'm knee deep in washcloth searches.
I got an answer for you. I said, is it cleaner to use a loofah or washcloth rather than putting the bar of soap directly on your body? What's the point, people who use washcloths? This is what ChatGPT said.
Wow. What they say.
Using a loofah.
That's a long question.
I asked long question. Using a loofah or washcloth is generally considered cleaner than applying bar soap directly to your body for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
Number one, better lathering. Loofahs and washcloths create more lather, which means soap spreads more evenly across your silky skin.
What did you Google ChatGPT Pornhub? I mean, what do you mean your silky skin? You know what? I'm done. What's your number four? ChatGPT, I'm done. Okay.
What's number four?
That's what it says.
Your silky skin. Did you highlight that? You highlighted that, didn't you? You underlined it.
So there were a couple sexual adjectives in there.
Please.
No, I wanted to finish. We were getting somewhere.
Okay, next.
This can also result in more thorough cleaning. Exfoliation is part two. Loofahs and washcloths provide a mild exfoliating effect, which helps remove dead skin cells. Bar soap alone doesn't offer this benefit. Exfoliation.
Man, look.
And then the last one, hygiene. When you apply bar soap directly to your skin, the soap can pick up bacteria or dirt from your body and potentially transfer that back into the soap, especially if it's left out to dry. A loofah or washcloth can help minimize that. Doesn't really explain how, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it could still. So it still does the same thing.
People who use a washcloth often find them more practical because they can clean them. They can clean more areas of their body more efficiently. They're also easier to wring out, dry, and keep sanitary compared to a bar soap. Plus, they can target different textures on the skin more easily, whether it's for a more intense scrub or gentler application.
It
wasn't very compelling.
No, not at all.
Number four, cologne.
Solid choice.
Okay.
Solid choice.
Now, I think we're all going to have a similar top five.
We are.
But I think the order is kind of where we're going.
Well, it's absolutely going to be different. My number four is lotion.
Top four. Okay. Lotion was an honorable mention for me, as well as my conditioner.
Wow.
I mean, I got three other ones that I have to have.
You don't have to have lotion.
Not as much as the ones I've... Nail clippers, I'm taking over lotion.
Yeah.
Really? And, yeah. If I could never lotion or I can never have my nails clipped...
Well, we didn't say that you could never do these things.
Yeah,
you never exist. We're just power ranking the list.
What are your five favorite?
You don't put on lotion every day.
I don't need to.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I mean, can you tell? Do I look ashy when I come in here? Oh, wow. Yeah, the knees have been a little scrapey. You've been falling a bunch?
I would take the items
I use the most are also how I did this list. So my conditioner was an honorable mention, yeah, and lotion was an honorable mention.
Okay.
Okay.
But don't you use, but you use conditioner more often than you
do? I use all five of these outside of nail clippers I use every day. So.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So lotion was my number four. My number three, bar soap.
There you go.
Bar soap. Dove Men's Care.
There you go.
There was one I used for a while too. It had this like, it was, I don't know.
My number three is going to be just deodorant. No one's mentioned it yet.
Ooh.
I'm a little concerned that nobody's mentioned putting on deodorant. But that's going to be number three.
You didn't use toilet paper either. So, I mean, what are we talking about
here? Let's not
start throwing shade at people.
My number three is deodorant.
What's your go-to deodorant?
Native right now.
Old Spice is solid though. It's $10 of
It's expensive.
Yeah,
but I tried the baking soda Arm & Hammer because I use their toothpaste.
Okay,
but it's terrible. It makes me break out of rashes.
I was gonna say, would you get that at Goodwill?
What do you mean?
Who uses Arm & Hammer?
Do you realize Arm & Hammer is like the main baking soda is the main ingredient in every good toothpaste?
In my refrigerator. I'm not putting it under my armpit.
No, I agree. The armpit was a bad decision, but it worked so well for the toothpaste that I thought it would be a good transfer, but it makes my skin break out.
No, Arm & Hammer, stick to the baking soda and the toothpaste because everything else, like I said, because I tried their deodorant years ago.
I just got rashes everywhere on my arm.
Yeah, no, it literally seizes up your armpits.
It's okay, disgusting. So the best honorable mention I'm going to have, though, Q-tips.
Oh,
not good enough to crack the top 100. Five, but if it's just my personal favorite thing in there, it's the one spot,
man.
But as far as practicality,
it's not
more than a bar of soap or deodorant. I'm not choosing that over. Hey, Blake, you get five items to take. I'll take the Q-tips. That would just be personal enjoyment.
Yeah, but you're right though, because there's some nasty ear people out there, man. Look, y'all, some of y'all, you can look. If I can see earwax in your ear just talking to you, you're a nasty SOB. You're number three.
All right, so number three for me.
We're going to have to go on hyperspeed for this, boys.
Yeah.
Actually, four for me, no?
No, you're at three.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm tripping. Yeah, you're right, three. I put deodorant. Use it every day.
Solid.
Use it.
Solid choice.
Out of the shower. Use it wherever I go.
Okay, so here you were casting aspersions, and Alec hadn't even gotten to his number three
yet. He's mentioned soap. He's mentioned deodorant. No one's mentioned this. Number two, toothbrush and toothpaste.
Do you want to let him finish his number two?
Oh, yeah. What's your number two? Sorry, I'm forgetting his snake draft.
Snake draft.
Well, thanks, Blake. Number two was my electric toothbrush and toothpaste.
Let's go.
Good call. Yep.
So we have the same two and the same three: deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste.
Yeah.
Those are musts.
Yeah, he's got dude wipes too.
My last
dude wipes and five.
Another honorable mention: my microfiber towel for my hair.
You're such a. This dude said my microfiber towel.
I couldn't even tell you what brand my towel is.
I was gonna say.
Well, I can't put a cotton on my hair. It's gonna make it frizz. You gotta have the microfiber. It's literally one just for my, not for Blake's hair, but for my hair texture.
I get it.
And it looks like a hood. It's just like a hood. Doesn't look like a towel. It looks like a towel, but it has a hood. I could put it over my head.
Really?
Do one of these numbers. Little pat.
It's like a hood, huh?
It does look like a hood. It's white.
I'm sure it is.
No, it's actually gray.
I'm sure it is. You know, that's how they say the KKK started.
Whoa.
By guys with microfiber towels.
Just wanted good hair. That's all they wanted. What's your number one?
You're just not going to do yours?
Hmm?
Bar soap.
Solid. Now, is it the liquid or the bar?
I have both.
Both.
Dove Men Plus Care for the Men Plus Care parts, and then Trader Joe's, I think, like electricity mint for the rest of my body.
Here. Number two for me was cologne. Number one, toothbrush, toothpaste, and my water pick.
Ooh, water
pick's a great ad.
Water pick's a great.
Water pick.
So, no deodorant. In the top five.
Dude, no, you toilet didn't paper put toilet me. Paper in
I was
your
about
top
to do
five.
Everybody's. Calm down. Okay. What was I saying? No toilet paper for Blake.
No.
No deodorant for you. And what was your huge omission?
I can spray cologne in my armpits.
Really? Really?
Did both of you have cologne in your top five?
Yeah, we did.
I didn't have cologne in my top five.
It's all right.
No cologne, no toilet paper, no deodorant.
No deodorant. Who's your number one?
So my number one, my honorable mention was a sea salt spray for my hair. Keeps it nice and curly.
That's it. That's it. You do have a good head of hair, so.
Yeah. Nobody mentioned a razor.
I mean, do I look like I haven't used a razor in a while?
Well, what were our omissions? What were your texts?
Well, he still hasn't given us number one yet.
I thought he gave us one.
No, that was his honorable mention. I'll tell you what. Stay tuned.
We'll hear
what is Alex Salas's number one toiletry item? We'll discuss that next. Don't go anywhere. Final segment.
Can we just take a moment for how vibey the New York Giants locker room is?
Oh, that locker room. You got Russ
with his sayings.
Yeah.
You got Jameis with maybe the most interesting man in the league. And don't forget who their other quarterback is there.
Tommy Cutlets.
Tommy
for now.
Cutlets.
For now. Shout out to the president of the Bill Cosby fan club just walking in, a.k.a. Trevor.
I think they should draft Shador Sanders just for the vibes and keep all four on the team all year long. Oh. And let's just do Hard Knocks just in the quarterback room.
That would single-handedly bring back the Hard Knocks series.
Just those four guys interacting every day.
I mean, I think you could do it with just the back and forth between Winston and Russell.
Yeah. Just DeVito for a little flavor every
could
once in a
while. Could those two be more different in how their NFL careers have gone and just kind of how they go about? I mean, who's giving the pregame speech?
It's tough.
Because, you know, Russ loves to give a pregame speech.
And Jameis, even as a backup, is giving pregame
speeches. Still giving pregame speeches.
I think I got to give it to Jameis.
I mean,
but Russ is all about, like, he already came out, I expect to be the starter very much.
Russ has made
it very clear.
Russ
is not one of
them.
We'll play it together. No. See how it plays out. I just want what's best for the team. I'm going to be the starter.
Don't let that nice guy vibe fool you. I'm here to win. So, we'll see.
I think I would rather rock with Jameis. Give me the speech and play the game. Russ, take a hike.
Look, whether it's 400 yards or four interceptions, it's going to be fun either way. From the 601, I got two more hours to Midland, Odessa. Can y'all fellas clock a little overtime tonight for a playa? 601, while we would love to do that, unfortunately. Now, next Monday or Tuesday, if you got to make that drive, hey, we got you till midnight. We got you 9 to midnight next Monday and Tuesday. So 601 also said that Haiku Hump Day was the best segment at the fan. So shout out to our boy 601 representing.
I appreciate all the nice things.
Y'all have been great tonight.
Last time I rang the bell, the Stars were up 2-0.
Uh-oh.
I've got an update. Jason Roberson.
Is it Roberson or Robertson?
I don't know. I say it wrong.
I feel like it's Robertson.
It's Robertson.
We call him Robo, though. That's what throws me off.
Who's we?
That's what everyone calls him, is Robo. Oh,
okay.
Either way, two goals from him in the last time I talked. The Stars are up 4-0
from
the Edmonton Oilers.
Fair.
Hat trick for Robo.
I'll give you $1 if you can tell me what movie this is from. Go Robo.
Rocky.
Mm. So
Robot close. Cop.
What's that?
Robot Cop.
Forrest Gump.
RoboCop.
The
Sorry.
Answer we were looking Terminator. For was RoboCop.
I got too excited.
What did he say?
Robot Cop.
I think Robot Cop.
He said Robot Cop.
I'd give it to him. If we were playing the floor, I'd give it to him.
Original or remake? Original or remake?
It's going to be the remake.
Oh, you were so close.
It's the original.
You started to say it. Do I look like a remake guy to you? Do
I look?
I really thought, you knowing me, how I am, quoting old things that were before y'all's time, that it was a shoe-in. Better luck next time. Better luck next time, my friend. Okay, bada bing, bada boom. Real quick, electric razor has to be top 5, 100%.
It also helps Connor McDavid isn't playing in this game. He's been out for the last.
Okay.
He's been out for the last 6 days, so no Connor McDavid for the Edmonton Oilers.
It's all right. Win for the Stars. That's all that matters. Opening day tomorrow. We're excited about it. You guys should be, too. Make sure you check out the Dallas Fan Cam if you haven't already. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. Go download the Odyssey app. So if you can't listen to it on the terrestrial radio, you can always catch any segments and or shows that you missed. And of course, you don't want to miss any of it here on 105.3 The Fan. And if you obviously a lot of you guys are fatties, tolos, whatever you call yourselves, make sure you download the Odyssey app, because you never know, you might what am I trying to say here?
Let's go.
I've got it in my head. Entered to win. Because that's how we were giving away those that tournament
championship stuff.
Tournament championship stuff.
You got to be careful how we say it.
We do got to be careful.
That's why I said it the way I did.
Basketball games.
Basketball games that you could have won money to go see.
Championship games.
Patrick Dumont, I don't think he won, but he could have.
We're a couple hours away from Rangers baseball.
Dude, we are less. I mean, think about it. This time tomorrow, we will be wrapping up tomorrow's show, but talking about the 1-0 Texas Rangers.
We will. Prediction. Adolis Garcia home run, yes?
No. Wyatt Langford.
Corey Seager, total bases, 2.5.
I'm going with 2.
2.5 is the line. Are you taking over? Under.
Under.
You think he gets no more than 2 bases? Singles or a double?
2 singles or a double.
If someone were to hit a triple tomorrow, who's it going to be?
Marcus Semien.
I don't hate Marcus Semien. We don't got a lot of speed, sir.
We don't manufacture runs.
Other than Wyatt and Semien, and then Leody / Evan Carter.
Yeah. No, this
Josh
is
Smith. Josh Smith. Kevin Pillar.
Who led the team in steals last year? 877-81-1053.
I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna find out.
From the 682, no washcloth. How do you wash your ears, Fred? I mean, water goes into them, and then I use a Q-tip. That's pretty much it. From the 214, washcloth grows bacteria from being wet. So just put the... Hey, be careful, boys, with them washcloths. That's all I'm telling you. From the 817, a washcloth damages your skin. So just think about this, boys.
Stolen bases. You want to guess real quick? We still got time, right? How much time do we got?
We've got about 50 seconds.
I'll give you 2 guesses. They had 23 stolen bases.
Are they still on the team?
Still on the team.
Marcus Semien.
Nope. Marcus Semien had 8. He was 6 on the team.
Josh Hamilton.
Come on. You got this. Wow, just think of guys that are fast.
Josh Smith.
Nope.
Josh Young.
Nope.
Leody.
They're all 3 outfielders. Leody Taveras, 23. Wyatt Langford, 19. Adolis Garcia, 11.
Okay.
Those are your top 3 base stealers.
From the 785, shout out to Kansas. New item you got to try. I was skeptical, but beef tallow will change your life.
I've heard good things about that.
What do you do?
I don't know. I just heard good things. I keep hearing that in food.
I was going to say, I've heard it before. All right, we're down to our last 5 seconds of the program.
Love y'all.
You guys were absolutely fantastic as always. Shout out to Alex. Shout out to Blake. Fred, good night. God bless tomorrow. I'm not a dish, okay? I'm not a bowl. I'm a human being, people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.